英国每日电讯报道，英国现在正在考虑在各地的社区推行临时法庭，来解决司机对于超速罚款的争议问题。所以如果你不介意在自己家门口上法庭，那就尽管超速吧。 The Telegraph reports Ministers are considering introducing pop-up courts for people who challenge speeding fines to be held in their own communities. Proposals are to be put forward for roving magistrates who will hold court hearings in village halls and community centres. The move would end the requirement for all defendants charged with low-level offences to attend a central court buildingMike Penning, the Conservative minister behind the plan, believes it would force people to think twice before challenging speeding tickets and other low-level penalties if they are faced with having to argue their cases in public in their own neighbourhoods.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, really. I mean, if they think they've got a good case, particularly, I mean, speeding's a little bit different. If they're going very, very fast in the city, then people don't really like that. But if it's a parking ticket that they're arguing against, I think they'll have public support. No one likes to get a parking ticket. Mr. Penning said the proposal would restore the principle of community justice and allow residents in an area to see justice being done. It could also save money by reducing the backlog of cases at the larger magistrates' courts.
I think you British people do have this tradition of holding pop-up courts everywhere in
the
country.
Well, actually, you're absolutely right. I mean, this thing is actually quite an old idea that was going on a couple of hundred years ago.
The King's Court, is it?
Well, no, I was trying to remember the name of what they called this. It was the circuit judge. It's called the circuit judge.
Oh, sounds funny.
It's a judge that travels around on a circuit, you know, going from town to town. It's kind of a bit like that idea, I think, really. Do you know, one of the things that retired people like doing in the UK is going to court to watch court cases. They can go in the public gallery and watch any trial that they want to.
Like Chinese people watching Peking Opera?
It's kind of similar, although I think it's perhaps, equally dramatic, I suspect. And the main court in London is called the Old Bailey, and I've been there to watch a trial. The one I went to watch was an armed robbery of a security van that had been robbed. And it's quite, the atmosphere is more dramatic than you could possibly get from watching a court drama on TV, because the family of the accused people were there, and the defendant, looking as though they were dressed in a suit. They always wear a suit that doesn't really fit properly, you know, because they've probably never worn one before in their life, but they try and dress themselves up to look like a respectable member of society. Very, very exciting activity, really. If people are going to London, perhaps some of our listeners, then you can go to the Old Bailey and you can watch a trial. Costs you nothing, but be warned, you can't take cameras in there, so you need to leave your camera in your hotel room that morning, because there's nowhere to leave them either. Mm. So, very interesting. I don't think you can take bags in there either, but well worth going for some free entertainment in London.
So this Conservative minister, if he's really conservative as the name suggests, I think he does this plan, he pushes this plan for the reason to perhaps to revive an old tradition rather than to teach a lesson to those who dare to breach the law. Because I think people who don't care about laws when they speed drive, they don't necessarily would pay a lot of attention to how the neighbours look at themselves.
No, I don't think so. You know, if someone thinks that they weren't speeding or they've got some excuse, then I don't think that they would mind having it going to court locally. And to be honest, no one's going to know anyway. I mean, it's only, you know, generally pensioners and the family of the accused people that go and watch trials in courts. And the newspapers won't be interested in publishing a report of somebody who was accused of a speeding offence. So I don't think really it'll make any difference if they go, you know, where in the immediate place where they live or a nearby town where there's a larger court. But what this will do, it will relieve pressure on the magistrates' court, which is where the more serious offence cases are heard, and allow them to deal with those more serious cases instead of getting too much work involving speeding tickets and parking fines and so on. So I think it's probably a good move.